It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in North County Dublin, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. Pop in, say hi. Rob and all the staff will look after you. The food is great and it's well worth a visit.
Who's Robin?
Rob and all the staff.
No, you said Robin.
I didn't say Robin. I said Robin, all the staff.
Why are the staff robbing the place?
Anyway, they're a great bunch.
And
really
in fact,
are.
As I walked by the kitchen area 15 minutes ago, they were putting out an order, you know, under the lights. You know,
ding, ding.
Ding, ding. They ring the bell under the lights. And there was a lovely, a generous portion of chicken wings.
Yeah, they're gorgeous
with
looking.
With Frank's hot sauce. Well, no, they're not. Chicken wings are chicken wings. They all look
no,
the same.
No, they're not. It's all to do with the flavour.
No, it's doing the taste. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Beautiful chicken
anyway,
wings.
Anyway, pop along. Say hello to the gang in here at the White Sands.
Say hello to
Hotel.
Robin. Robin will be there. Yeah.
Robin the staff. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Well, you may have heard this story. This is something this lady has been going on about for years. And that is baptism into the Catholic Church. And Mary McAleese, our former president, has hit out at the christening or the baptizing of babies into the Catholic Church. She said it is unsuitable and needs to be overhauled because it means people's freedoms are being suppressed for life. So Mary McAleese, she's a bit anti-Catholic Church, it has to be said, and has been for...
Which is fine, you're allowed to be.
For a number of years, but she...
You know people are upset and angry about us even discussing this, like get over yourselves. The podcast is called Opinions Matter.
Who's upset about it?
Oh, did you not see some of the comments on the Facebook page, like how dare that woman's opinion shouldn't be aired? They absolutely should be aired. Thank you very much. Stop trying to be fascist and shut down opinions that don't agree with you.
So basically what she's saying is that she called for a change in the way... infant baptism imposes lifelong obligations and compulsory obedience to the church. So that's really what you're signing your kid up for.
Yeah.
When you sign them up, you baptize them into the Catholic Church, you were signing them up for lifelong obligations and compulsory obedience to the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
And this is at a time, so you're telling the baby you're going to be a good Catholic, and the baby's there or crying or shitting their nappy or whatever. They don't want to be there. They don't want water on their head.
Okay.
So basically what she's arguing is...
She's 100% right, by the way.
Parents should stop baptizing their children, maybe bringing them along to the church. I'd like this baby to be a Catholic, but the child only decides when they're legally able to. In other words, when they're 18. And many people are actually going to do that? None. So, your thoughts, please. You just said she's absolutely right.
Yeah, a lot of people are going to be angry over this, or maybe you won't be angry, I don't care. But I agree with her completely. And if I could turn back time, and if I could do it all over again, I wouldn't have gotten my children baptised and christened, because she's absolutely right. I've changed my opinion in the last few years about religion. The main reason being is, if you look at social media, and most of the hate that's spewed on social media at the moment, in the last few years, is actually from Christians. It's actually, and mostly from Catholics. You look at McGregor as a typical example. Well, he's not a typical example. But if you look at all his followers, look at all the people that spew hate on social media, anti-immigration hate. Every single one of them, you go onto their profiles, Christ is King, they're quoting the Psalms and the Bible and the Corinthians and all this bullshit. And I've just been turned against religion because... of the behaviour.
We have this expression that we use here in this country. It's a Catholic country.
But it's not.
And another expression that people use, I was born a Catholic. Yeah? You weren't born a Catholic. You only became a Catholic when your parents signed you up for the club, basically.
And it is fundamentally wrong, I think, to put your children into that club, if you will, without actually discussing it with them. Now, obviously, they can. But can they leave? Can you leave the... We're going to be talking to a woman in a few minutes who... says the Catholic Church is a cult, which I agree with. I think every religion is a cult, because every religion succeeds and thrives on brainwashing people into believing what they have written down. So that is, by definition, it's a cult. Most of the problems in the world at the moment, in fact, most of the problems in the world from the get-go have been caused by religion. So I'm saying, if I could do it all again, I wouldn't get them baptized and christened.
Okay, so what you're doing when you get your child christened, and this is a bit I think people conveniently either don't want to talk about it or don't give a damn, okay? Yeah. Because they're doing it for the day out, for the white...
Probably why we did it. And again, I don't want to be a hypocrite about this, but that's probably why we did it.
Okay, so. What Mary McAleese is saying is that baptism is... having become a member of a church, from now on, you are called to obey and submit to the church's leaders. Okay, so in other words, you the christening is you vowing on behalf of your child that this child will do everything that the church's leaders say.
Yeah,
so I mean, that's very cultish.
Yeah, it is cultish.
Okay,
yeah.
And she says that infants are incapable of making such promises, and they are.
Yeah,
you think the average child christened is between 6 months and a year? Yeah, they can't walk, they can't talk. You get water poured over their heads.
I mean, the reason we did our first one was because that thing was still in place where can you get into school?
That's gone.
And now that's gone. So there's absolutely no reason, unless somebody can tell me otherwise, there's no reason for you to get your child baptized other than you want them to be part. You want them to be
okay. So what you're saying is you did get your three children baptized, but you regret it now. If you had to do it all over again, you wouldn't. Is that right?
It's a nice day out and all that, but
You can have a naming ceremony
and have
a day out.
You actually can, and that's probably what I would do because it is.
I've actually officiated. Is that the word?
Yeah.
At a naming ceremony, and all that meant was reading out a little poem.
Jesus,
and
haven't you? As a moral guy.
No, there's no morals. No, it's just a naming ceremony. No morals at all.
Thank God for that.
And Mammy and Daddy, what would you like to call this child? And they gave me the name of the child, and that's the end of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's just literally in front of people saying, this is the name we're going to call the child.
Now, sorry, Darren. Darren's just been on to says, Darren, I don't know what's going on with you. You listen to a different podcast. Did you get your children baptized, Jeremy? Yeah, I literally...
He's already said he did.
I literally said that about 10 times. But if I could go back in time, I wouldn't do it because I do believe...
Okay, so do you believe that getting a child baptized or christened or whatever you want to call it is against their human rights?
But you're forcing them to do... No, because you force them to do lots of things that they don't want to do. I forced my kids to eat broccoli there last week and, you know... They weren't really into it. But the whole... What I don't think... And this is another thing that has turned me against religion and people is the same people who believe that putting... And one of our listeners made this point, who believe that putting an LGBT flag in schools is indoctrination.
Yep.
Will let their children learn the Ten Commandments and the Seven...
With the cross up on the wall.
Yeah, so you can't say one thing is indoctrination and one thing isn't. It is... Okay, baptizing your child is indoctrinating them into a religious cult. Prove me wrong. No, but then would you agree?
That's exactly the conversation that we want to have with you. Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. That's 085-825-2626. Is Mary McAleese right that christening your child against their wishes because they can't consent is literally signing them up to be obedient to a church and that they're incapable of making such promises and you shouldn't actually get a child christened until that person is old enough to know for themselves? Let me kick off the conversation with Mark.
Everything parents do for the children is without their consent, their faith, where they live, their dress code, what they eat, where they get educated, their moral compass. It's all indoctrinated from the parents. Also, it's very interesting how Mary just goes after one faith. Just shows her bigotry, going after only Catholics in a multi-faith country.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Lisa, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lisa?
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thanks, Lisa. Christening children into the Catholic faith is against their human rights, according to Mary McAleese. We should stop doing it until they understand what they're doing themselves.
I don't know about against their human rights, but we definitely should stop doing it.
Why?
Well, I mean, first of all, Adrian, for several reasons. One, most children who are christened, it's not done for religious reasons whatsoever. It's just to piss up. Mm-hmm. Do you know?
I agree with you 100%, yep.
And the parents wouldn't practice religion, so it's you know, pointless. And second of all, I'm kind of always quite intrigued and fascinated by any parent who would want to indoctrinate their children into a cult like Catholicism.
And is that what you see it as a cult, C-U-L-T?
Oh, totally. And the other as well. But look, I won't go that far live on air. But I mean, it's saturated in historical and current paedophilia facilitation. They spend, you know, countless amount of money in their own currency in the Vatican protecting paedophile priests who they throw off into the middle of nowhere where children have no voices. We've got tomb excavations at the moment. You know, that's obviously not the only site. I mean, mother and baby homes, Christian Brothers, you know, their finger is in every pie of paedophilia and abuse in the country historically. Why would you want your child to be a member of that club?
Okay, now, one of the things that Mary McAleese is arguing is that infants are incapable of making the decision to sign up to join a club like the Catholic Church, or any church for that matter, that they are too young to make that decision. Would you agree with that, for starters?
Well, no, not really, because, I mean, you have to make some decisions. If that's the case, you'd never change a baby's nappy.
Yeah.
So, no.
And I mean, Lisa, people are jumping on the whole, oh, you got your kids vaccinated. That's for their health. Like, but getting your children...
No, but the point you're making, Lisa, is that we make decisions for our children every day.
We do. We do make decisions every day, but I can't consciously understand, for the life of me, why someone would make a decision to join their child up to a club that, incidentally... they will never, ever leave. This is Hotel California, because you may deflect and you can stop practicing and you can step out. There is absolutely no way to take your name off that list.
Oh, is there not? I didn't know that.
No, there was until 2009. And El Benny, the pedo facilitator, put new rules in, and your name cannot be removed. It simply cannot be removed.
So I would have been baptized as a child. You're telling me that if I decided tomorrow, no, I've no hand, act, or part in the church at all these days, but you're saying if I wanted to revoke my membership, I can't do that.
No, you cannot. And believe me, I've tried every which way. I can send you proof of that. I've written to all the hierarchy, the whole lot. You cannot leave that club. You can't.
And what There's replies no do you get back? Sorry, Lisa, you're a member of our church and that's it.
You'll get all back in all the crap that comes with it. Do you know what I mean?
So are you saying, Lisa, because people are very upset with what you're saying, but fuck them, pardon my French, that's what the podcast is about. Are you saying the Catholic Church is harder to get out of the Catholic Church than Scientology? Because you can actually leave Scientology and break
eventually,
away from it.
Yeah,
without a doubt. I mean, Scientology is practiced there in, well, I won't name the street, but it's under the guise of another organisation. I'll talk to you off air if you want to discuss it tomorrow or whatever.
No, but I'm just as you're speaking there, Aramanda sent us this, and you're not that I doubted you. The art of defection was abolished. It's very, very difficult to officially leave the Catholic Church. Jesus.
No, it's not very difficult, Jeremy. Honestly, it is absolutely, and I can hand on heart tell you, it is impossible. You can deflect, you can stop practicing. There used to be ways where if you publicly declared yourself that you're not practicing, then you were fucked out rather than leave.
See, I can understand. I don't hold it against my parents for getting me baptized in Christmas, because back then they were brainwashed into thinking that, which is disgusting what the church said.
Why do so many people still do it then?
I don't know. But back in the day, what was it that was said, that if your child died before they were baptized or christened, they wouldn't go to heaven?
Because they had sin on them.
Isn't that a disgusting lie for a cult to push?
It's an emotional blackmail that they still practice today.
Nobody believes that anymore, do they? That if your child dies and they aren't baptized, that they're not going to get into heaven? Really?
They do. Yeah. And Jesus. It's kind of sad as well, because to see anyone that emotionally crippled by...
Okay, so let me ask you then, Lisa, for somebody who's listening to us now, right this very minute, who has a child, a young child, and they're going to get them christened for whatever reason, maybe because they're deeply religious, but most often because it's just the thing you do, what do you say to those people?
I'd say, you know, you don't need to use the church to have a party. You know, go and just... organize a session, because that's all it is. Are religious.
Yeah.
Ask yourself why you're supporting and enrolling your child into that kind of club. Do you know?
Okay, stay there for 1 second. Our number is 0858252626. We'd love to get your opinions on this. Stop enrolling your children into a cult. That's really what Lisa is saying.
Has Lisa said anything that is wrong? Or in fact,
if you're a deeply devout Christian, you would say, yeah, absolutely, she said an awful lot wrong. But let's talk to one. John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
See, you have that Lisa thing on the radio there. It's a long time since I spoke to that fucker. Now, first and foremost, back to the matter is the far left agenda not a cult today?
You could argue that it is of some sort, yeah.
Pushing their gay agenda on people and pushing their this and their that on people. Is that not a cult today? That so-called Lisa that supports and had supported, going back.
John, can I just ask you a question there before I let you on to Lisa? What's a gay agenda, though? What is a gay agenda?
If you think of the far left agenda today, everything is pushed. The liberal ideals are being pushed. Is that not a cult today?
I asked you a question.
It's a cult and all the rest of it.
What is the gay agenda? No, just answer that question. To that simple question. What
the gay agenda that's being pushed in schools
today.
But
what is it? What is the gay agenda?
That we have so many genders, and men can be women. Women can be men.
No, that's not a gay agenda.
It's all right to be gay, John.
It is all right to be gay. That's not a gay agenda.
Yeah, but the fact of the matter, it's still a cult that's being pushed on young children today. And to use the coin there, to brainwashed into fucking children today.
But you can't brainwash.
You used the line brainwashed, okay. Didn't you, with the Catholic Church?
Well, no, because it is. But you cannot brainwash a child into becoming gay. Okay, so if I sit down, with my son tomorrow, and in his bedroom, pull up LGBT flags, and I walk around in LGBT t-shirts.
Are you not brainwashing them then?
And let him watch Sex and the City every day and Mamma Mia.
Yeah, brainwashing them into that cult that is the far left agenda today?
He's not going to wake up on Monday and go, by the way, because
my daddy said so,
I'm
gay today.
Or the woke agenda today that's going on in society. That the people of Iran are basically getting away from democracy.
Okay, let me go back to the point of the conversation, John, and that is the belief by Mary McAleese that we should not be signing our children up for enrollment in this church because mainly they are incapable of signing up. They're infants. They're too young, and that they should be let decide for themselves when they're old enough.
Well, first and foremost, I've no time for Mary McAleese, another woke asshole going around, which I've no time for. The second point to that is, Lisa, wisdom there, and a bullshit wisdom there, said that you can't leave the Catholic Church. The fact of the matter, if I'm christened as a Christian and a Catholic, and I've no problem with that. But let's say for argument I wanted to leave the Catholic Church tomorrow, I can walk away. I don't get this nonsense that you can't walk away.
Of course you can walk away, but according to Lisa, you can't actually leave. We've Googled it ourselves, and you actually can't.
You can. So you're telling me now I can't leave the Catholic Church if I fall over in the morning.
You can walk away, but your name is never removed, you fucking Omadhon.
No, that's bollocks. I've never heard such bollocks coming out of you. And I've heard a lot of bollocks coming out of you.
This crap that you're bringing in about, the gay community.
Yeah, the gay agenda, the LGBT and all that crap. That's another cult, isn't it?
Today.
No, but it's another cult, isn't it? That you're going on about.
No, it's not.
It is a cult.
Do you know what fascinates me, John, right?
What fascinates
you? People like you who get so concerned about the gay community, does it make your little sphincter tickle or something?
That. You can add your so-called climate change fucking hoax into her as well, You can add an awful lot of that. Liberalisation are going on with.
Why are you deflecting from the topic at hand?
The fact of the matter is, you're full of shit. The fact of the matter is, if you want to leave the Catholic Church in the morning, you can.
John, let me go back to the point.
It isn't the mafia joined up there.
I said you can walk away. You can stop practicing. Now, if you open
you can't
the
get
Adrian, guys, I have to say this. That's the greatest load of bollocks I've ever heard in my life.
You go and ring your little priest while he's fucking fiddling with a child. That's what you do, John.
Oh, go on, kid. You know, kiss my arse, you fucking woke. Because all you have is, what about the fucking gay agenda being pushed on young children in school? I'm telling young children, I'm brainwashing young children in school that they can be women and men can be women and women can be men.
But hang on, John, John.
Look at what you're doing.
Far left agenda being brainwashing children in school today.
John, I want to ask you. I want to ask you a question.
Get off the line, you piece of shit.
Okay, Lisa, I asked Lisa a while ago.
I know, I have no time for that fucker. I have no time for I can't stand up.
What message she wants to give to parents planning on christening their children? What do you say to a parent who's listening to us right now, who is planning to get their child christened? Do you say fair play to you, or do you think, well, maybe you should wait until the child's a bit older?
I say, Adrian, and I've said this before on many an occasion, the fact of the matter is the Catholic Church is a choice. If you want to so-called sign your child up to the Catholic Church, to use your own words there, the fact of the matter is it's a choice. You can do it or not do it. Or that child can baptise himself later on in life. This is not the mafias are going on about. And this shit that you are always
the argument is
over this and you're not. Grow up, guys.
Okay, but the argument is, John, that a child, you should not be enrolling yourself, your child into an organisation like the church.
There's no argument, Adrian. Isn't an argument. It's just the fucking wokes again carrying on.
What do you mean there's no argument? There's no argument against...
There's no argument in it. The fact of the matter is, if I had a family tomorrow morning, and I wanted to either baptize my child in the Catholic Church or not baptize my child in the Catholic Church, I have that choice.
Okay, but you're
going
in the same way.
Let me just throw that to Lisa.
This
for
really
one second.
Fucking infuriates me when you go on with that.
Okay, Lisa, this is not an obligation. This is not something that you have to do.
Not like the fucking mafia.
It is a choice, and parents choose to get their children baptized.
Parents choose because it's do you know what? It's a generational indoctrination. That's all it is.
Do you know what I mean?
Poor John there, you know, he's confused. He gets uncomfortable around certain conversations because they make his little ass wiggle or something.
That's where I hate the woke, Lisa. I hate you woke.
Are you a Catholic?
Period.
Are you Catholic?
Am I what?
Catholic.
Am I a Catholic?
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
A practicing Catholic.
And what to tell you?
Well, you know what? Do you not think your Sky Daddy would be very, very annoyed with you?
Oh, my Sky Daddy? Yeah. Oh, you insulting piece of shit. Oh, because I insulted the fucking wolf?
No, Sky Daddy.
Is that all you can come up with? Your Sky Daddy.
Listen to me.
You haven't got the cop on to have a decent argument. You piece of fucking
sex
crap.
Was something of that generation. You know that, don't you?
Go and kiss
you
my fucking ass. You just get on my fucking go. Listen to you.
Hang on,
I'll tell you one thing. You're attacking the Catholic Church all the time. The fact of the matter is, if you go back to all the abuse cases, you have the church involved, you have the state involved, you have families involved. So when you bring all them into a room and you start giving them the same shit, then you can give out to me about the Catholic Church. You piece of woke shit today. Do you understand that?
And your Sky Daddy now.
You're sounding like a fucking 10-year-old.
He is your Sky Daddy. Yeah, you're imaginary friend in the sky.
What do you believe in, you piece of shit?
John.
What do you believe in?
John,
that's a good question, Lisa. What do you believe in, or do you believe in anything?
What do you believe in?
No, I don't. No, none of that. I'm not.
You believe in a woke agenda.
I'm not caught up in a fairy tale. I do not have an imaginary friend in the sky that I pray to.
Okay,
the Sky Daddy again, yeah.
But do you respect John's belief in the Sky Daddy as you can?
No, I don't. I would have no respect for it whatsoever.
Now, John, the
10-year-old stuff.
But John,
the one thing I would say to you, and fair play to you for being so passionate about it, but John, the one thing...
I have to, because pieces of shit like that just get on my fucking wick.
I know,
but
as a Christian man, did Jesus not teach love one another and love thy neighbour?
Do you know what, Jeremy? If Jesus was around now, he would tear into the woke agenda. because they're full of shit. Well, no, even he couldn't tolerate that.
But Jesus was today. Woke. Jesus was the first woke person on the earth. Jesus was more woke.
He wasn't. He was.
I would imagine.
If you look at the Christian message, it basically says be nice to one another. Yeah. But when you have a piece of shit like that on the phone, you can't be nice to one another.
Okay, the argument is if Jesus was to come back onto earth today.
I don't think he would, Adrian.
He'd be the most woke person of all of us.
But if you look at a profile of Jesus and what he was all about, his gig, you know his gig, John? Yeah, what he was all about.
His ministry, yeah.
But he was woke. He was literally woke. He was teaching everybody.
He wasn't.
He was. He said, do not judge others. So that's woke. Don't. He said, welcome strangers.
Welcome strangers. Jeremy, if you look at the ministry of Jesus, he went around and, you know, look at where he went. He went to, he went to Jerusalem, everywhere like that. He went around to little, in Israel, he went around to various places and he done his ministry in it. He didn't force his will on anybody. He just spoke words and people either, you know, went with the words or they disagree with the words. He didn't walk in with a mafia behind and go, right, you're with me. These are all now part of my gang. The fact that Jesus' message is, you know, if you want to respect somebody, respect them. But at the same time, he didn't push his will on anybody. And what you have with a woke agenda today is being pushed on people
okay.
today.
Okay, in your opinion, Mary McAleese believes the exact opposite when
and
it comes to the Catholic...
Shit, Mary McAleese as well.
Yeah, but again, by calling people piece of shit, that's not very Christian-like. Like, Jesus...
I don't like them. I hate the woke agenda. I can't stand it.
You're a very angry Christian.
But Jesus is... Jesus.
I'm very angry, Adrian.
No, hang on, John. Jesus is teaching...
It gets me going when I hear them shitheads on the line.
But hang on, John.
Continuously
John,
going
John,
on about
Jesus.
The same thing.
Jesus' teachings was not to not hate anybody. Jesus was all about love and hate. Yes,
no.
It was. Yes, it was.
But look, if you go back to one of the early gospels where you know they had the in Jerusalem, his Lord's temple, his father's temple was being used as a marker, and he went in and he toppled the place and said, just don't use my father's place as a marketplace. So Jesus had his, you know, he had his ways of, you know, dealing with stuff as well.
Okay, do me a favor, John. Stay on the line there for 1 second if you can, please. I want to bring in more of your opinions. Our WhatsApp number is important. It's 0858252626. You can contact us right now with your opinion on this, like Jonathan did.
I ask you a question, Jeremy. If you were out as a plumber and he brings you a plumber and it was all life on the weekend to do plumbing jobs and you end up becoming a plumber, does that mean you've been indoctrinated into being a plumber? You've been told before. You're allowed to bring your children up in your faith. That's your moral compass. That's what you believe in. You want your children to believe in that thing. And stop this nonsense with bashing on Catholics for every fucking decision that you make. Catholics are the worst, horrible people in the world. That's debatable. No end. Do you ever get tired of being wrong? Because it's the only thing you seem to do consistently. You know, hypocrisy and being wrong. You know, you really are bleeding the worst form of a hypocrite I've ever come across in all my days, Jeremy. You really, really are.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Jeremy is splitting bullets here after that message
from
Jonathan.
I preach love, not hate. Love, not Jonathan, first of all, I'm not a hypocrite. Well, sorry, I am a hypocrite in that. But I've changed my mind. At the time, I thought christening was a good thing, and now I've changed my mind. You're related to
As a matter of interest, why did you think it was a good thing? I just out of curiosity.
Following the crowd, basically.
Yeah, nice so you didn't even think it was a good thing. You just went along for the ride.
No, well, after seeing how much the bill was for the whole bloody thing, it wasn't a good thing. The other thing you were saying about knocking Catholicism, and I'm telling you now, you look at one of the most hate-filled people in the last 5 years was Charlie Kirk, right? All he did was spew hate, yeah? And zero tolerance for anything that he didn't agree with. And he was considered, he is loved and adored by the fundamental Christians in America. Mm-hmm. Absolutely think he's God, don't they? All he did was preach hate. And I'm telling you now, I don't know much about Jesus, but what I do know about Jesus, if he did exist and he did come back to earth, if you think, Jonathan, that he'd be marching with the far right and the conservatives and all that, you are completely wrong. Would you agree, Adrian?
Yeah, probably, yeah. Pat, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Pat?
I'm fine, thank you.
Well, Pat, what did you want to say on this? Mary McAleese says we should not be indoctrinating our children into a contract with the church that they're too young to sign up to.
That's a load of balls. God forgive me. No, I was reared Catholic. Met my late husband. We studied the Bible for Jehovah's Witnesses and came back to the church and I had all my children baptized then, but I never forced anything on them. Yes, I took them to church at the beginning when they were small, but as they grew up, I baptized them. My oldest daughter, she made her first communion on a Sunday, and then she made her confirmation on Wednesday because they had to go studying because we went back to the church.
Was this in Jehovah's Witnesses or was this in Catholicism?
Yeah, well, we were Jehovah's Witnesses for a while, and then we went back to the church, and I had my children baptized then because none of them were baptized when they were born. But when we went back to the church, I had them baptized.
When you say the church, you mean the Catholic Church?
Yeah, okay. The Catholic Church.
Okay, that's fine. And so they were a little bit older when you...
They were. My oldest daughter was 14 when she made her communion on Sunday, and then she made her confirmation on Wednesday.
Okay, that makes a bit of sense, okay? 14.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But there was no bother.
No, this is what I was about to ask you. With your 14-year-old daughter, how did she feel about making her first Holy Communion and then her confirmation?
She had no problem with it. She had no problem with it. She went studying with the nuns in the convent, and she was grand about it because... I was expecting my last child, the sixth one, and he was the only one that got baptized when he was born. All the rest of them were from two up.
Okay, so let's come back to the point that Mary McAleese was making, that we shouldn't be signing our kids up for the church at such a young age when they can't walk or talk, they can't make a decision for themselves. We choose to pour water over their heads. And this isn't like deciding what they're having for dinner. This is signing them up for a club for life, essentially. Do you think parents should wait until children are older?
No, I don't.
No.
I think that... No, I don't.
Where your 14-year-old was able to consciously make a decision and know what she was doing.
Yeah, she was, like, but the others were younger. It was down to 2 years of age, like. And I don't believe you're signing them up. As I said, we never forced them to go to church. We never forced them to do anything. Yes, they were taught religion in school then, obviously. But I don't think it's wrong. As I said, when they get older, that's their choice.
Okay, one of our callers a while ago described the Catholic Church as a cult, and that it is so wrong of parents to sign their children up for this cult. Let the children decide for themselves when they're old enough to decide.
Well, yes, but I mean, that was Jehovah's Witnesses. They don't. I got baptized when I was 6 months pregnant with my first child. Like, but we were indoctrined into that, and we all thought it was great. It sounded great. But like when lots of things happened, I couldn't go into. But we just came back to the Catholic Church, and I never felt any pressure to not. I mean, I have my youngest son, he's two children are not baptized. There's no problem with it. My other son, Peter, has three girls. They didn't get them baptized. They go to an Irish school. There's never a problem with them. Like long ago, yes, there might have been problems, you know, with the Catholic Church and the teachings and the nuns and all that. But there was never a problem with his three girls. And like they make it a day when there's communion on. They make it their day. They take them off somewhere and they make that day special to them. But I have no problem with that. I did have, at the beginning, I was kind of saying, oh, you know, he should get them baptized. But then I just said, no, that's his choice. And that'll be their choice if later on they want to do it, which is fine as well. But I don't believe that it's wrong not to baptize them when they're born. Like, I think that's a personal choice. I don't think it's wrong, though.
Okay, stay with me for a second, if you can, please. Lisa, you want to get back in to talk to Pat here?
I just caught the end of what you said there, and I'd respect that she, I gather, she respected the choice of the way her child made the decision not to baptise. Is that right?
Yes, she did say that, yes.
Yeah, you'd have to have a lot of respect for Pat, for respecting the decisions of other people. Do you know what I mean?
And Pat, did it in any way bother you when your son decided not to baptise his children?
As I said, probably a small little bit, but then I thought, you know, that's his choice. He made the choice. As I said, He was about I'd say he was about eight when we baptized him, because my father died. I got my daughter baptized when she was two, and my father died a few weeks later, and my brother was away in Qatar at the time, and he came home. So I got four of my family, and I got the other four baptized while he was home.
Let me ask you then, if you were doing it all over again, would you get your children baptized again?
Yes, I think I would.
You would, okay. And for somebody listening to us right now who is humming and hawing, not quite sure whether or not to get their children baptized, they may have been raised Catholic themselves, they may be lapsed Catholics or whatever the case may be, what do you say to that person?
Well, as I said, my other children have got their children baptized. Like my other three children, I lost a bite to suicide 16 years ago. So, but the others that have children, they all got them baptized when they were born. They made their communion, they made their confirmations. But none of them are forcing their children, like, you know, to go to church and things like that. And
what was the point then? What was the point in doing that? What was the point in baptizing children?
It's just a thing that was, I suppose, it is indoctrined into.
That's exactly the point that I'm trying to make.
Exactly.
Lot of people just do it to follow the pack, essentially.
They do, yeah. That's true. But like at the same time, I have children that didn't. And I don't have a problem with that. I think it's a personal choice.
Okay, it's down to a personal choice. All right, thanks very much indeed for your call. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Martin has been on to us.
Afternoon, lads. Great topic. I think she's talking a load of bollocks, if I'm completely being honest with you. It's up to the parents if they want their kids to be christened or baptised, whatever you want to call it. I say there's a lot less happening now that there's been lifted that you don't have to be baptised again to school. But is she blanketing all religions with this, or is she just on about the Catholic Church? Because I'm sure in other religions like Judaism, Sikhism, Islam, there's some sort of baptism, probably called something different, but you know what I mean. Saying introduce the child into the certain religion. Is she saying about that too? Get rid of it? She's full of shite. Like, do you know, it's all up to the parents. If the child wants to be a good Catholic once they hit 18, just because they've been baptized doesn't mean that they don't have to. Like, I've been baptized, confirmed, or everything. I don't go to church. I couldn't give a shite about going. I don't give a shite about religion. So it doesn't really matter. At the end of the day, I just think she's full of shite.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Sandy, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sandy?
Yeah, so I was just bothered, as I was saying. So Mary McAleese, I feel, is just pushing this, you know, I don't like to use the word woke, but this woke idealization and these like thoughts into people's heads. You know, to do it like asking a baby for consent and different things like that, because we've heard it all before. There was
really, what she was saying, Sandy, is that the church.
I did read the article.
That the church needs to find an alternative to a christening contract and allow parents to rock up to the church and say, "Here's little Johnny. I'd like little Johnny to join the church eventually, but we'll have to wait until he's old enough to decide for himself." Does that not make a bit of logical sense?
Well, no. The thing is, the Catholic Church has been the same as it was from the beginning. The Bible will always be the same. The same rules are the same as before. It can't change. The Bible can't change. The words of God can't change. So the way that it's done from hundreds of years ago, it's going to be done the same way today. So no, you can't change that.
Okay, so what do you say to somebody like Lisa, who described the Catholic Church as nothing but a cult, a C-U-L-T, and that we should not be recruiting our children and signing them up for a cult?
So I don't want to be disrespectful the way that she was, but she's completely wrong. So when you're baptizing your baby, when you're christening your baby, it's not forcing your baby to be a Catholic for life. That's completely wrong. That is just inviting your child by the Lord to be protected by God until they're a certain age that they can make a decision for themselves.
But at no point does a child does a child make the decision from the for themselves? Even when it comes to making your confirmation, you're still a minor when you make that decision.
Well, no, I do know actually several children that said, you know, they went to an Educate Together school and they said, you know, no, I don't actually want to do my communion, not even confirmation. They didn't want to do their communion anymore.
And I know of some as well, yes.
Yeah, so no, that's not the point here. You know, we were talking about just from the beginning, the baptism. It doesn't force you to be a Catholic.
Okay, there you are, Lisa. It doesn't force you to be a Catholic for life.
No, that's completely wrong.
Oh, you're on the list for life, as I already explained. And Adrian, Sandy is talking utter bollocks there, because you're saying, Sandy, that nothing has changed in the teachings, right? First of all, I'll give you one example, okay? And the example I'm going to give you that has changed within the teachings of Catholicism is suicide. Suicide was classed as a grade A sin in Catholicism, right? It's not anymore. It's not a sin now. So how can they, you know, pluck and change?
Okay, so I'm going to stick to what I said. Nothing has changed at all. What has changed are the words of people, man. That's what has changed.
Nothing has changed. So what I'm saying to you, if you ring a priest now and ask him, is suicide a sin, he will tell you no. If you rang the priest in 2009 and asked him, was suicide a sin, he will tell you yes, and you're going straight to hell and damnation and this, that, and the other. So
yeah,
no, that's
and then
wrong.
You're going to have
you're
another priest
saying
that will
that a
tell
child
you that,
is not
yes, it is.
For life.
It's words.
No,
it's
no,
words
he wouldn't.
Man
no,
have
no,
changed.
It's not. No, but it's not. No, it's not. I suggest
sticking
you consult
to, sticking
whatever
to the topic.
Priest. Sticking to the topic, you also said
when
your child
when you
is
baptize
not a Catholic
a baby,
for life. Yes, they are.
The baby
in for
is
life.
Not stuck as a Catholic for life. No, it's
they
not.
Are
what
in
you're probably
for life.
Talking about is the records of your name being within the Catholic Church to say that you were baptized.
Okay, but let me
but
ask you, Sandy. What is
removed.
Okay, let me ask you, Sandy. What is the rush then? What's the need to baptize children before they can even walk and talk?
That's just the way that it's done in the Catholic Church, you know. As the way that it's
the
done in many other different religions
money,
as well.
Sorry,
you
just
know,
sorry,
you
just
know,
like, sorry, hang on, just to correct the two of you, I didn't
I
guess.
Know.
I didn't
Can I
get...
answer that question?
Yeah.
I know people that are actually born again, right? They're Pentecostals, and they don't actually baptize their children from the very beginning.
Yeah.
But they have to. They have to dedicate their children. They call it a dedication. They dedicate their children to the Lord. It's similar
Jesus,
as
sacrificial
that,
lambs.
That's
that's
indoctrination.
And,
well, that's literally indoctrination.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
No, it's to have your child protected by the Lord, because that's what your family is, a Catholic family. And then later on,
sorry,
if they choose
hang on,
not
you,
to
well,
be baptized.
But when you say protected by
then
the,
they don't have
but
to be.
When you say, but hang on, I want to be very blunt about this. When you say protected by the Lord, what does your Lord do to prevent cancer in children? What does well
exactly?
You know, you
see.
No, it's not. By your reckoning, if I get the Lord to protect my child will never develop leukemia or cancer or anything else. I see videos online every single day of children ringing that bell in hospital because they've got the clear from cancer. Are you saying that's because of the protection of the Lord? Absolutely not. That's because of the protection of medicine.
The world that we live in.
No, this is
another thing I want to say. The world that we live in is turning very evil. It's already evil. It's going to get more evil. And if you believe in God, you're going to have to believe in the devil as well. So there is a bad and a good side. And that's total ignorance to just say that. And if you don't want to hear what people have to say, you're never going to learn.
Yeah, you can say,
but
let me just... Well, hang on.
Catholic Church always...
No, it's not.
Sorry, hang on. Let me stop you there. Say that again. Ireland is a Catholic country, is it?
Yes, it always will be a Catholic country, the same way Muslim countries are Muslim.
It's a secular state. It's in our constitution. Ireland is not bound by any one religion. Ireland, in our own constitution... Our own constitution is a secular state, Sandy. So
it's
we're
Catholic by majority or officially.
No, it's not. That's only name. That's exactly why they do it. Now, Sandy, can I ask you a question, please? This is a genuine question. If someone murdered your child, would you take it then that the Lord failed your child? Who
no,
are
you
going
to
blame?
I wouldn't blame anyone, you know. You have to have
blame
an open mind, and you
Lord.
Wouldn't... you know, it's very simple to say, oh, look, there's cancers over there, there's wars over
there.
No,
I asked you a question. If someone murdered your child, would you see that as the Lord's fate? How come the Lord didn't protect
your child? No, I wouldn't. But you see,
if God forbid, somebody murdered your child, would you be able to forgive them?
That's the Catholic
way. Yes, I would eventually. Of course, I'm a human. I wouldn't forgive someone straight away. But eventually... You know, I wouldn't blame God. I wouldn't be angry at God. But this is because I believe in God. You know, I'm not indoctrinated.
But why? You have to let you down.
And I have an open mind as well. But
you were tricked.
You
just said if your child is baptized.
You just say,
no, I am telling you that you just said if your child is baptized, right, for the Lord to give them protection. And I'm asking you, if someone murdered your child, right, would you see that as the Lord failing to keep the promise? And you said, no, that's an absolute fucking oxymoron if ever I heard
it. No, I wouldn't see it that way. But that's total ignorance. That's what that is.
No,
do you know what I mean?
Because you are brainwashed.
No, I'm not brainwashed.
You're making excuses for the failings of an imaginary thing that's protecting your child.
You protect your child. This debate will never be settled. It's never been settled because there's people like you that don't have
Sandy.
An open mind to want
Sandy,
to understand.
Sandy, can I ask
like
you a question? Sandy, can I ask you a question? You were saying that Ireland is a Catholic country, and I reject that suggestion. I think, in on paper we are, because when people get the thing in the door and it says, what religion are you? Oh God, I better write down Catholic, because it's just
less and less people are doing that every census.
When Pope Francis visited Ireland in 2018, as you remember, the amount of people that went to see Pope Francis was around 130,000 people. Now, when Pope John Paul visited in 1979, wasn't it?
1.1 million or something.
So if Ireland is a Catholic country and we're all Catholics and we're all wearing rosary beads and we're all getting down on our knees every night, where were we when Pope Francis came over? What happened there?
Well, there's so many reasons for that, you know, but then you also see a lot of people that are going back to the faith as well, that are wanting...
No.
God to come back into the schools. There are wanting the Catholic schools to remain. There are a lot of people actually.
No, they're not.
There
you
are
don't
a lot of people that still believe in God.
To get them into the school.
Do you know
and
what I mean? And this brings me to the last thing that
no business.
No.
Okay, sorry.
No,
go on to your last
thing that I want to say.
Yep.
You know, instead of her talking about Catholicism in Ireland, you know, did you see about the girl that was murdered by her brothers in an honor killing because their dad sent the brothers to go kill the girl because she started being too westernized and she got
where was
her and
filthy
he
fucking Lord there? Why didn't he help
that's
her?
What,
or is he
selective? That's what they should. That's what she should be talking about, Mary McAleese. The fact that there's
people that are Muslims
and Hindus and they're being indoctrinated and forced
into
their faith.
Where
was your guy
that to intercept there, Sandy?
This
why
didn't happen
he step
within
in,
the Catholic
or is
Church?
He selective? Oh, so he only cares depending on devotion. He'll only step in if you took
his
knowledge.
Okay,
give me a break.
Sandy. If you want to talk about any faith, you should be talking about other faiths instead of the Catholic.
Okay, let me ask you then. Let me wrap up
they
this conversation
people.
Because this started from Mary McAleese's comments on indoctrinating your children into a church where they're...
That's what I'm trying to stick to, yeah.
Okay, they're being signed up for something that they can't consent to. For somebody listening to us right now, who is, I mentioned this earlier on, who's humming and hawing about whether or not to get their child baptized. They're not particularly devout themselves, but they think it's the thing to do. What do you say to that person?
Can you repeat the last bit again?
What do you say to that person who is undecided as to whether or not to get their child baptized or not?
Well, I just say, you know, well, there is another side to it as well. You don't have to baptize your child when they are a baby too. You can choose to baptize them.
I know, but you know, and I know that most people do. And in fact, it's almost frowned upon if a child is old enough to walk up
because,
to get the water poured in
their
head.
Well, my daughter did.
No, I know that. But
yeah, we held off.
The reason why most people do it from birth is because they believe in God and they are Catholics and they believe that they have that protection
over their child from when they are born.
Sandy,
that's brainwashing. I don't believe that the majority of people that get their children christened think that once the child is christened that they're never going to get sick, they're never going to develop.
It's not even that, it's the protection of the church.
The protection of the church didn't protect children. It abused children at a high rate.
I hate to tell you, you enrolled your children into that.
There's good and bad in every faith. There's good and bad in every faith. If you have that taught, like, for everything, you know, you never get anywhere.
But why didn't your Lord stop the child abuse that was rampant in the Catholic Church?
We're going back to this again.
No, it's not. I just wanted an answer to the question.
Bible says that there will be wars, there will be cancers, there will be famine, there will be all of this.
The Bible mentions cancer. I didn't realise the Bible mentioned cancer.
Do you know what I mean?
Sandy, I respect the fact that you have faith. I don't agree with anything you say, but I respect the fact that you have faith. But I just think if God does exist, and people have said this all the time, the man's a maniac because of the stuff that he allows goes on in the world.
Yeah, that's why it's so hard to have this debate, because you don't believe in God at all.
Okay, let me ask you one final...
have an open mind to it.
Let me ask you one final question, Sandy. And by the way, you're an absolutely brilliant caller. We really appreciate you coming on.
Amazing, yeah.
Thank you.
Let me ask you, do you have children yourself?
Yeah, I have 3 children, and two of them are baptized, and one of them will be baptized soon.
Okay, that answers my question. Thanks very much indeed for your call. We've a huge reaction to this. I want to squeeze in just some of them before we wrap up, like Eddie.
Hey, you lads, good topic. I would agree with Jeremy in terms of religion. Jesus Christ, it is a cult. All religions are cults, you know? And the world would be a better place if it was never dreamt up in the first place. And most Irish people now, they're not religious. As I said before, a la carte Catholics, they go to the church when it suits them. Births, deaths, marriages, communions, that kind of caper. Don't practice a faith week in, week out. Couldn't even tell you the 10 commandments if a fucking life depended on it. I wouldn't be religious myself, but obviously I was born a Catholic, like most people of my generation. You know, you just... I think Irish people, they feel obliged to do it, you know? Because they don't want their kid missing out on things like communion and confirmation, etc. But most Irish kids, they don't darken the door of a church from one day to the next. Sure, wasn't there a church there by Leeson Street that was deconsecrated last year because it had no congregation anymore, you know? But here's the thing, your parents here leave guardians till they're 18, so whatever they do is deemed right for you. Now, there's stories of, I think it was a woman in America who tried to sue her parents for being born because she didn't consent to it, you know? Absolute madness. Yeah, the world's a fucked up place.
All right, Eddie, thanks very much indeed. Robert.
Hi, guys. Great topic of the show today. I didn't see anything Mary McAleese said was wrong. Like, she could have amended to have other religions and denominations. So everyone's an adult. Like, the way I see it is, you should be an adult and make a choice. Whether you want to be a Catholic, whether you want to be Islamic, whether you don't want to believe in religion. Like, you have some Bible bashers coming on here saying about God and all that. But for thousands of years before Jesus and all, we had other religions that we believed in, you know, that as a society. Odin, we had Zeus. You know, we had, if you want to go back to the Roman Empire, you had Mithras. You know, we had all these gods. There was always gods and prophets and all for thousands and thousands of years. And we're making a child with our own beliefs, religious wise, forcing it on them when they're children and they don't have a choice. Like, for example, I know in Britain as well, my wife's the same. She wasn't raised any religion. Now, her mother's a Catholic and came from a convent, which is another reason that probably the mother didn't want to bring her down to Catholic groups. Obviously not a good experience back in the 50s. But again, she decided in England, listen, I'm going to let my children decide what religion they want to be when they're adults. I think that's the way it should be, or at least till they're mature enough to make a conscientious decision, 15, 16, whatever. We're literally indoctrinating for the church or for the synagogue or for the mosques. You know, it's not right. We should be letting children decide for themselves when they're older and not just indoctrinating them.
Thanks, all right, Dave. Robert, thanks very much indeed for your message. Just a couple more. This is David.
Hey, guys. Great show there as usual. Very lively one today. I think I have to agree with John there. He's getting a bit of a stick off your one lease. I don't really like your one lease anyway. You know, going out of her sky, that, you know, this kind of shite. When the day comes, Lisa, you know, there's going to be one time in your life and you're going to be praying to that sky daddy, as you call him. You know what I mean? You just remember that. And as well as being woke, I think, you know, John, you hit a nail on the head there, you know, about her being woke, because, you know, her young lad's gay, I think, as far as I'm concerned, you know, so she's going to be kind of sticking up for all of these kind of people as well. So I don't know.
All right, David, thanks very much indeed for your message. And one final message from Neil.
Lads, I think religion is only a comfort. There's trillions of planets in space. Trillions. So do we have a God for every planet? Or is one God look after all the planets? I think science is after winning over me anyway. Cheers, lads.
All right, Neil, thanks very much indeed for your message.
Here's a little something that some of you may not be aware of, and I'm glad that this happened. We used to have blasphemy laws in Ireland, and when we did have it, myself and Adrian were doing that controversial late night show that we used to do back in the 90s and the noughties, and we were threatened several, I think 2018, is that when they got rid of it? I think it was about 2018. So up until 2018 in Ireland, that topic we just did now, we could have been locked up for that, or fined anyway for that.
For allowing people to describe the man in the sky as your sky daddy.
And if you believe that that's what he is, he's a sky daddy. I mean, I've often said that as well. I respect your belief in God if you want to believe in God, but I believe in God the same way I believe in Iron Man or Superman. It's just a man in the clouds, and that's my belief. And everybody's entitled to their belief. And I mean, Sandy, she came across very well. She's a very, very well-educated woman. But at the end of the day, she's basing everything on a book that was written thousands of years ago and is probably, in my opinion, a work of fiction. Do you believe it's a work? Like, do you believe it came from Adam and Eve?
Absolutely not.
Do you believe there was a talking snake? That's another thing in the Bible. That'd be a hissing snake.
Oh, right. A talking snake. How are you? No, I don't believe
that. I'm Sid, the snake. Like, do you believe he changed water into wine?
No, I don't.
That's the kind of man you'd want to be hanging around with now, isn't it?
Now, just before we go, we have merchandise, which arrived, boxes of it here in our studio, and we have exclusive Opinions Matter coffee mugs.
Made in the sweatshop in Indonesia.
No, they're actually made in England, believe it or not.
Because someone was giving out to me about saying, I bet you they were made in the sweatshop.
No, they were made in England.
They're made in a sweatshop in Brighton.
And they're microwave safe. They're brilliant. If you have really hot coffee in them, that you can't feel the heat at all. And they're excellent. They're exclusive Opinions Matter coffee mugs. If you want to see what they look like, go on to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. And regularly, we are going to be rewarding those of you who listen to the podcast religiously. So, how are we giving away this mug?
Probably the wrong term to use, given the topic we've
discussed. Well, that's exactly why I said it. That's exactly why I said it.
You're not that clever.
I did.
To come up with that. Here's what you need to do, okay? During the podcast that you just listened to, that caller Lisa, who annoyed a lot of people, she had a name for God that she referred to God.
We only mentioned it a moment ago.
It was a two-word name that she had for God. If you've listened to the podcast, which you have, because you're still hearing us, what was the name that Lisa gave to God? Some would say disrespectful name, but what was the name that Lisa gave to God? So all you need to do is WhatsApp us the answer right now on
085-825-2626
with your name. So just the answer and your name. And we will pick out someone at random and contact you, and you will be the first winner of a Opinions Matter coffee mug, reusable coffee mug.
Well, of course it's true. What's the point in having a one-off?
Fully sustainable.
Absolutely.
Made
microwave friendly, dishwasher friendly.
Made under proper conditions.
In Brighton,
yes.
And they're great mugs. I'm using mine now every day in the car on my way to work, and they really are. They're top-notch.
Well, we're hardly going to say they'll scald you now.
No, but they're one of the better coffee mugs I've used in a long
time.
They're
high quality.
They are. And they have lovely Opinions Matter branding on them.
Okay, so
once again, the question is, what did that lady Lisa refer to God as? Send us a WhatsApp to 085-825-2626. This is exclusive to podcast listeners, and the very best of luck. Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified each and every time we upload a new episode, which is most weekday afternoons and lunchtime on a Saturday. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.